those bags live around the globe. It's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at rmworldtravel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show. This is week two of our 3 weeks of travel here in Europe. Today, Mary and I are coming to you from Douglas. That is the capital city of Isle of Man. We've certainly covered a lot of territory all this week, all part of the big Let's Go America Tour United Kingdom, and from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn. Well, it is Saturday. It is April 20th. It is just after 10 a.m. Eastern time back in New York, just after 3 p.m. where we are. And, you know, just like last week when we were live in London, we have so much to share with all of you as the fastest 2 hours in travel unfolds. We are currently coming to you from the Seabourn Venture. This is a purpose-built expedition ship. And both today and next week, when we'll be broadcasting live from the ship again as well, you are certainly going to hear firsthand what expedition cruising is all about.
Yes, you are. And just a quick nod. So if you're wondering why we opened with that music, that, of course, is the famous composer Mendelssohn. And that was his Hebrides Overture. He spent a lot of time visiting the British and the Scottish Isles. And the captain and his crew is actually taking us up to the Scottish Isles this week. And we're going to head to some of those islands, the Hebrides. So that's a very famous overture. So we decided to open with that for all of you. It sets the dramatic tone of where we are. And so Elon Musk has also had a hand in today's broadcast back to the States, as Seabourn is helping us transmit via his SpaceX Starlink satellite. This is the first time we've broadcasted the show with Starlink, so we're hoping for 120 minutes of strong connectivity.
Well, and both Jeff and Christian on the Seabourn venture right now, they are hoping for the same thing as well. So, Mary, no question about that, especially, you know, I know Derek is well back in Dallas. You're pinch hitting for Bobby. You want nothing but positive connectivity back to the Network Command Center in Dallas. We are all looking for an agita-free day, as we like to say. Rudy, how are you, my friend? What's the good word from your compound there in Minnesota?
Well, I'm keeping a close eye on the Mississippi River here to make sure all the vessels here are okay. So all's well. All's well. I'm sure spring will be here soon. It was below freezing last night here, 20 degrees. So.
All right. Well, right today we are looking, folks, on our social media you can follow. We are it's about 70 degrees. It is a beautiful day. We are having a really nice time here. You know, as I mentioned it last week during our big Let's Go America tour in London, I'm going to say it again now. If you haven't done so already, you want to share, you know, in some of what we've experienced this week. There are many photos and comments that you can access on our social media pages. So just go check out RM World Travel. You can do that on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, and X.
That's right. And we've seen some of you have already voted in the current travel polls up on our website. Thank you for that. And if you still want to vote, we'd love it if you would. We'll talk about the results next week. But London and UK are the focus on these polls, and you can just go to rmworldtravel.com and vote. First question, what about London is most alluring for you to travel? And the second question is, what about the United Kingdom is most alluring for you to travel? And you have plenty of options to choose from.
All right,
so please go vote.
Please go vote as well. So those are the travel polls, as Mary said, at rmworldtravel.com. They are waiting for you to vote right now. And remember, when you are there voting, you can always share your travel questions, maybe any show comments you want with us. You can use the Contact Us tab as well. Now let's talk a little bit about our Seabourn expedition cruise and the adventures that we've been experiencing this week since we left London with all of you that were tuned in with us. You know, many of you may know Seabourn through the long-standing alliance that we've had with Carnival Corporation that goes back to 2016. We've now built atop that with this relationship directly with Seabourn. They've always been our favorite way to ocean cruise. There's no question about that. So we were intrigued. You may recall Natalia Leahy. She was on with us back in October. She's the president of Seabourn. And, you know, she was talking to us about expedition cruising and so forth. It certainly intrigued us. So here we are today. Although we are only into week one of our 14 days of travel with them in the North Atlantic.
And I think what we can share firsthand is you can throw out any past views. If you've never done an expedition cruise before, just throw them out. It's not minimalist travel. It doesn't have crude accommodations and cafeteria-like food. Our accommodations, our amenities, everything that's available to you on the ship mirrors what we've come to enjoy, you know, with a seaborne cruise on their more traditional ocean ships. However, this ship has two submarines, multiple kayaks, those Zodiacs, which are key to getting into some of the areas that we've been visiting. They have a 24-person expedition team who travels with you the entire cruise. It's a smaller ship that just holds over 260 guests. Like I said before, it uses the Zodiacs, but just the smaller ship itself enables us to get to places that larger ships just can't get to. And I think, you know, you really have an opportunity to get to know the passengers a little bit better because it's a smaller ship as well as the crew.
You know, so I want you to think about this, folks. You know, you're getting a 5-star luxury hotel experience. This is a Polar class modern ship. The technology is outstanding on this ship. And it, by the way, it feels and handles differently than other ships that we've been on. Mm-hmm. There are many different restaurant options serving excellent food and wine. Mm-hmm. There are terrific lounges situated around the ship. The Discovery Center is the place for lectures. They have the theater, the evening productions that are going on, briefings, and a lot more. And, of course, there is Seabourn Square on Deck 6, where we're broadcasting from as you hear our voices right now. You're going to find a cafe here. There's guest services, the library, outdoor deck, outside. And I would say outside of the bridge with the captain, this is kind of the epicenter of the show.
Definitely. And
or
so
the ship, I should say.
Of the ship. Yeah. And when you're, you know, there's plenty to do, obviously, when you're on your expedition guides and hikes and things off the ship. But again, when you're on the ship, like Robert said, there's so much to do. There's photography classes, a lot of interaction with the crew and the guides. And I think that sets the table just a little bit as we open the show today. And by the time today's 2-hour show fully transmits to all of our 575 plus weekly stations airing the show across the U.S., we'll have taken you to so many different places, including the Royal Observatory, where time begins in Greenwich. Rudy's got a coal mining experience in Wales. We're going to be heading to Dublin. We're going to talk about the Jameson Whiskey Distillery, and we're going to preview Scotland, where we're headed next. And we'll take you off ship and talk about some excursions we enjoyed this week. And then we're going to connect here on set with the captain, who is here now, and some expedition leaders and some other people.
All right, so there
Big
we
show
are.
Ahead.
I think we've set that ahead for everybody. Don't go anywhere over these 120 minutes. Rudy, let's jump into the Travel News Roundtable. Where do you want to start us off? We've got about a minute and a half to go.
Well, you know, anybody who's been following
Rudy,
the news knows Boeing
is... Rudy's connection?
You may know that Boeing has been in the monkey in the barrel for the last couple of years with their 737 MAX. Now the problem is the 787 Dreamliner, and a second whistleblower has come forward in the past week to say that some of the parts of the plane don't fit together the way they're supposed to, and that the plane could actually break up in the air. You can imagine the headlines surrounding that particular assertion. So watch this. Boeing stock isn't doing great. The line making the Boeing 737 MAX has had to be slowed down by the company to make sure all the screws in the doors and so on are tight and present.
Rudy, listen, we talk about this all the time. And I would say one other thing. Yeah, there's no question about it. And by the way, also, if you didn't see United Airlines, they're saying, who was the person in the cockpit while the Colorado Rockies baseball team was being ferried around? The autopilot was on. He was in the seat. We don't know who that is. Anyway, more to come on that. Folks, after this quick sponsors break, the captain of the Seabourn Venture joins us here live on set. He's already set to go, so we'll talk with him when we return. Our big Let's Go America Tour United Kingdom is going to gain speed. Don't go anywhere.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
You know, we are such big believers in the importance of travel insurance, especially in today's world. It's affordable and protects in so many ways. There are some things in life you shouldn't do without, and traveling with travel insurance is one of them. If you're planning a trip, do it with coverage from TravelGuard.com/carry. Besides flight or trip cancellations, you'll be covered for delays or interruptions, medical expenses and evacuation, lost luggage, and more. Wherever your next trip takes you, get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry, or find a direct link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com. Just look under sponsors. As you get ready for your next adventure, join over 2 million Americans who are already members of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, for savings and services you're going to love. Membership in this AARP alternative start at just $16 a year and unlock a world of exclusive travel benefits for hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows and events, movies, restaurants, and more. They're also about protecting the values that make our country great and will help you deal with the complexities of Social Security, insurance, and so much more. Visit amac.us/carry to join or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Our friends at Field of Greens just got one of the best testimonials ever. Listen to this. Quote, I've been taking Field of Greens, and this is the second time my doctor has danced into the room praising my blood results. Credit where credit's due. Thanks, Field of Greens. Unquote. Field of Greens can't promise your doc will dance into your room, but they can promise this product will improve your health and make a difference or your money back. You can get started with 15% off by just going to fieldofgreens.com and using the promo code CAREY, C-A-R-E-Y, or visit armworldtravel.com and look for a link under sponsors.
As you get ready for your next adventure, join over 2 million Americans who are already members of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, because the journey matters just as much as the destination. Membership starts at just $16 and unlocks a world of exclusive travel benefits for hotels, car rentals, cruises, theme parks, shows and events, movies, food and dining, and more. It's also about protecting what matters, like the values that make our country great, including helping you deal with Social Security and so much more. Visit amac.us/carry to join or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Back indeed, and let's go, America. We welcome all of you back to Seabourn Venture. It is great having all of you aboard America's number one travel radio show today. Mary and I are again on remote this week. Today, live, our live broadcast, well, it is all part of the big Let's Go America Tour United Kingdom. And we are coming to you from Isle of Man.
And for this B block, we're beginning the guest portion of the broadcast where it starts on any cruise, and that is with the captain. Never underestimate the power of a highly skilled ship's captain, as it is a huge job. Here's Seabourn Venture Captain Sasha Skladnoy now as he joins us live on set. He's on mic three.
So, Captain Sasha, listen, it is very nice to have you today aboard the broadcast. Since you're always welcoming folks aboard Seabourn Venture, I'm going to say to you directly, welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show.
Oh, thank you, Robert and Mary. It's a very nice introduction. Yes.
Well, we've certainly enjoyed cruising with you this week. We thank you for that. I want to talk about this ship. You know, she's a polar-class expedition ship. Her hull is reinforced to break ice. Fortunately, we're not having to do that where we are right now. we're in the North Atlantic, but not that far north. And since this ship was purpose-built by Seabourn, along with her sister ship Pursuit, you know, the bow is extended, so you really feel like you're up close, you know, with the water when you are cruising. So talk about how the design and the construction of the ship allows you to take it, you know, anywhere you want, and specifically where many other ships can't go.
Yes, this ships have a lot of features, which indeed will be different from the ocean-going cruisers. And indeed, it's equipped with advanced equipment and so many features. I don't know from where to start with. To be honest, with the PC-6, it's ice-class ships, which allows the ship to navigate in the first-year ice, which is thickness could be reaching up to 1.3 meters, or it's like six feet of thickness. And many other features we have, like we have advanced technology with the mapping 3D, the bottom of the ocean. If you don't have charts available, we can send the Zodiac, which will provide us with information by doing through the portable sonar. We have, as you already mentioned, Mary, we have submarines on board, which is also tailored to the expedition operations, providing by six people each. We have specially equipped sonars, which also strike the beam ahead of the ship. And when the ship approaching the shallow waters, we can have the signal and stop the ship in due time, while other ships will receive that information only once they will go over the shallow waters. Give us a bit of advantage. Also, propulsion machinery is amazing here. So we have thrusters. It's a forward propellers, which help us in Antarctic operation while we're driving the ship through the ice. it's more like the snake moving on the sand.
Sure, sure.
So that's how it is. And if someone will make a mistake, either helmsman or the one who is driving, you have a life ring, is your thrusters, which normal ships would be operational within 3 knots of speed.
The thrusters that are holding us mm-hmm. in place, even as we're going through some rocky waters, it keeps the ship balanced and
absolutely.
Very smooth.
You really feel the difference as a passenger, and I think that that sonar technology where you can map the, you know, chart the water in advance and see the depth and level of the water in advance is really interesting. Captain, I wanted to ask you, you said this earlier, Robert, we talked about the fact that this ship can go where other large ships cannot, certainly, you know, our conditions have been fairly smooth for the most part, but Antarctica is a different environment. And because we're going to less traveled places than some of the bigger ships go, the itinerary on an expedition cruise can have a higher chance of change. Our expedition leader told us on the first day, flexibility, flexibility, flexibility. So how do you decide if a change of course will be necessary, and how do you kind of come up with plan B or BC? Or plan B or C?
Yes, sure, sure. We have always built up our safety network before each cruise starts, and depends on the area of operation. So predominantly we have plan A and B, and C if we go to extreme, or it will be some delay in weather forecast or the planning on forcing conditions. So basically we're looking weather ahead of a week, then 3 days, and then last day. And then we give it 24 hours before the final change to plan B. Of course, the idea to stick to itinerary as close as possible, especially when it's going through the ports.
Sure.
So we can deliver the service which is expected by our guest. Mm-hmm. And if it's not, then we'll look thoroughly which ports can be assessed, more shelter, close to the original location. So we can arrange the tours, shuttle buses, or anything which will be accommodating our guests to deliver the same experience. When it comes to Antarctic operation, there is a more tricky situation with assessment, because the weather could change very unpredictably, and you need to have a good experience of locations where you go due to the winds can pick up from 30 knots to 90 knots, katabatic winds due to the mountains and proximity. And that's what the flexibility we have on expedition ships. So normal ship, to book the landing in Antarctica, you need 6-7 hours to bring the ships in, to bring the guests in and out of the ship. But on expedition ships, with the number of the Zodiacs, what we have, which is 24 of them, and number of the expedition provided, and considering number of the guests, we can do it within 3 hours.
Wow, so, it cuts it in half.
No,
wow.
they're a differentiator. Yeah. There's no question. Mm. The Zodiac, I mean, today here we are in Douglas, Isle of Man. It's made it very manageable for folks to get on and off the ship. There's no question. So I want to ask you this question. You know, a few years ago, we sailed with a colleague of yours, Captain Andrew Petter, on Ovation, Seabourn Ovation. We're going to be back on Seabourn Ovation with show fans this October, November. And I recall him telling me, you know, when he joined us live on the show like you are right now, that he felt he had the best ship on the water, and he was very proud each time he brought her into a port. So the technology we've talked about on the ship is amazing, certainly different than Ovation, or even Encore, Sojourn, or Quest, the other some of the other ships in the Seabourn fleet. But I'd enjoy hearing about your connection to Seabourn Venture and how you feel about being her captain.
Yes, I think if Andrew Petter would step on this ship, he would understand that this ship is the best one.
A little competition.
Okay,
like
we'll
good.
Have to send him this segment.
Yeah, so I'm in full respect, and we used to work together with Captain Andrew Petter. It's a colleague of mine. And indeed, this ship just equipped with all these technologies which advanced any other ships in terms of maintaining the position, navigation. You already feel it,
right?
How it's handling the worst weather condition, the waves, and also stabilizers here. The plant is slightly different way, and it's not restricting us on the speed of the ship. Plus, we have advanced features like azipods. So azipods provides, so it's not regular, it's not the propellers which are pushing the water, it's pulling the water like a tug, which give us advantage on a high rate of turn with a high speed. The ship will not heel that much, so which provides more comfort for the guests considering the size of the ship. And the size of the ship also, with the draft what we have, can bring us more further than the other ships in the fleet. also we're equipped with the ice radar, which others don't, which provide us not just the information of the ice, but also predict the movement of the ice, giving us past information for 1 minute or 15 minutes with a visual presentation of it. So we see how it moved for mm-hmm. last 15 minutes, so we can anticipate what's going to happen in next 15 minutes and if we need to relocate the ship.
Captain, when we talk to airline pilots, I'm really curious. Most of them knew from a young age they wanted to fly planes. When did you know that you wanted to captain ships?
Because yeah, race car drivers, the same thing. You yeah. get them.
And has it exceeded your yeah. expectations? But when did you know?
Yeah, I think probably close to 8-9 years of age, because I think I inherited with the genes from my parents. Yeah. My father was chief engineer and my mother was also working on board as a restaurant manager where they met. And since I was a kid, like prior to the school or first years in the school, they brought me on a few cruises. So they show me how beautiful it is, how wonderful it is. Of course, I was looking through the pink glasses.
Yeah.
I was not looking right. on the other side, how right. hard to
how
work.
How much yes. work, yeah.
Well, and I'll say two things to you. One, you know, we absolutely respect and we think it's wonderful. You do at times on the cruise, you have an open bridge. You allow people to come in and see what's going on. That's not always common on cruise ships, so you're open about that. And also, you've been very accessible. Everybody on the ship has been able to spend time in to see you. So this goes by very quickly. I like to say that, you know, we've been cruising along and you've been taking us all over the place. And in a week, we've covered a lot. We like to say this is the fastest 2 hours in travel. And unfortunately, this is our longest segment, but it has gone by quickly. So we're going to have to thank you very much for joining us today, Captain Sasha. I know you need to get back to the bridge because it's not going to be that much longer before the ship is moving again and we're on our way. So thanks for joining us here on set today. Okay, thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, yes. Thank you so yeah. much.
Bye. All right. So, folks, listen, you know, up next, you know, Mary and I, we're going to take you back to Greenwich, England. And why are we going to do that? Well, we're going to take you to the Royal Observatory, where time begins. Also very important when you're on a ship to know that. Stay with us, everyone. The big Let's Go America Tour, United Kingdom. Well, we're coming right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
The five-star fleet of Scenic Cruises spaceships provide ultra-luxury, relaxing, and rejuvenating all-inclusive European river cruises. These are more than a cruise. They're hand-picked, personalized experiences designed to connect you with fascinating destinations inspired by decades of expertise. Everything is included, from e-bikes to your own butler, all dining and premium beverages, indulging in adventures inaccessible to ordinary travelers, and so much more. Visit sceniciusa.com to secure 2-for-1 fares and up to $3,000 in savings, or go to rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Hilton Grand Vacations provides a premier travel experience that will surpass your expectations. With more than 150 resorts, they provide spacious, upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities. You can also convert membership points into Hilton Honor points for stays at thousands of Hilton hotels worldwide, or for air travel, car rentals, and more. Wherever travel takes you, you'll always feel at home with Hilton Grand Vacations, because your stay will feel more like a home than a hotel room. Find more info at HiltonGrandVacations.com or RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at RMWorldTravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
And Let's Go America, Mary, and I welcome all of you tuned in back to the Isle of Man. We are traveling this week on the big Let's Go America Tour, United Kingdom, with Seabourne. Thanks for being part of our broadcast on this April 20th. This segment of the show is sponsored by AMAC.us/carry.
When you're a member of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, you're joining a community of over 2 million members, and you're unlocking a world of exclusive travel benefits,
too. Well, who doesn't want to do that, folks? AMAC members save on hotels, car rentals, theme parks, movies and events, food and dining, so much more. You also have access to AMAC Amex celebrated Social Security Advisory Service. They can help you navigate retirement, so much more. Visit amac.us, that's A-M-A-C, amac.us/carry to join, or find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right. When we signed off last week in London, Robert and I headed over to Greenwich to catch up with the Seabourn Venture. And when you travel, time is something we're certainly all a lot more aware of with schedules and all of that. And time around the world all begins there at the Royal Observatory. It is a short walk from the pier. It's part of the Royal Museums of Greenwich. And during our visit, we got a behind-the-scenes tour with their GM, Chris Smiley. And here's some of our conversation with him.
Well, Chris, we really appreciate you giving us some time today. I mean, there is a serious amount of significant navigational and time history here, a lot more than we were expecting when we arrived. You know, I want you to share with folks that are tuned in about the observatory, when it was founded, and the impact it's had on global time, because essentially, you know, time, it all starts here. We're standing right now to the west of the Prime Meridian Line.
Yeah, thank you very much. So the observatory was founded 349 years ago, opening 348 years ago. Today, we, like you just said, we're standing on the west side of the Meridian Line. The Prime Meridian Line is the east-west split for the time zones, and the reason it is here is because of the impact that John Harrison had with his marine timekeepers and the creation of the Harrison clocks.
Yes, and let's dig in a little bit more there, because it's one thing to keep time accurate on land, but as we learned today, back in the day, it was very difficult to keep accurate time at sea for the captains and the sailors because of motion. So talk a little bit about those clocks, because we both found them fascinating. That whole story is fascinating.
Yeah, so here at the observatory, you can find all four of the Harrison clocks. John Harrison was originally a carpenter that became a marine timekeeper entrepreneur, creating each one of those clocks over the span of his entire lifetime. Each one tries in a different way to try and fix those problems that you could find on a ship. The rocking motion of those ships would make it impossible for a generic pendulum clock to hold accurate time, not to mention the changes in temperature and just the environment and the amount of moisture in the air.
And then while we're on the topic of clocks, first of all, there's a beautiful view here. There's a lot to see here. There's a beautiful hillside. We have a gorgeous view of London. But the Shepherd's Clock, where we met you today, what's the significance of the Shepherd's Clock?
So the Shepherd's Clock is a 24-hour clock, firstly, and it only ever tells Greenwich Mean Time. It will never tell British Summertime. The importance of that is that people would historically come to the observatory and use the Shepherd's Clock as their only real access to Greenwich Mean Time. We've got Ruth Belleville down in Greenwich Gallery, where she would come up to Greenwich every single day, take accurate time on her watch, and she would take that out into London and sell that to different companies.
Which we love that she was actually selling time. And for our folks listening in America, so British summertime is our daylight savings time in America. Maybe we could all get together and just decide to stay on that. That's always a controversy. We talk about that a lot on the show. You know, but as Mary said, there's a lot to do here. Certainly this itself is worth a visit to the Royal Observatory. But you also have a planetarium that's here. So I want you to talk a little bit about that. Folks can get a day pass that also includes the Cutty Sark. I mean, that's a famous British clipper. So what do you recommend for visitors in terms of time, Chris, and things to do ahead of their trip here?
Well, if you're coming to Greenwich, I recommend spending the whole day here. But if you haven't got the whole day, coming up to the observatory is about a 45-minute to an hour whistle-stop tour of the site, as you found out today. But you can go over to the planetarium, where we have half-an-hour shows ranging on topics from entry-level conversations about the solar system. TED Space Adventure is all for the under-fives, as well as getting like into the really nitty-gritty, talking about dark matter and just the universe as a whole.
And what about for the evening? If you wanted to come in the evening, can you talk a little bit about what you might be able to see in the evening when the telescopes are operating?
So during the winter time, you can book our Evening with the Stars events. That's when we'll open up the giant onion dome on our site, where you can look through the Great Equatorial Telescope, the largest refraction telescope in the world, and you'll be able to look at really whatever's in the sky at the time. We will always have a really good view of the moon, as long as the weather doesn't weather permitting, as well as looking at kind of the planets that we've got available to us as well.
Well, it was a great experience today with you. There was a gentleman walking behind us with his wife, and I heard him say, this is way more than I expected it to be. And it is. It's quite a gem here in Greenwich. So, Chris, we appreciate your time today. Could go on with our time puns today. Chris, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, folks, we are now back live on Seabourn Venture. And I guess I could say, as Paul Harvey used to say, now you know the rest of the story. The next time you want to know the time, well, it all starts in Greenwich. Fascinating place. I guarantee most travelers who visit London never make the easy trek east of the city, you know, to visit, but it is so worth it. We hope you do it and let us know. For details on the Royal Observatory and all the sites included there, you can just go to the website, rmg.co.uk. That's rmg.co.uk.
Yeah, and Chris did actually say if you're heading there this summer, it will be busy. It is best for you to get your tickets directly on the website in advance. All right, as we get ready to send this show back to Derek in Dallas for a sponsor's break, when we return, Rudy's going to rejoin to discuss a coal mining experience in Wales. And in about 10 minutes, Robert and I will have you back on Isle of Man with us aboard the Seabourn Venture as we share a detour in Foy in Cornwall. Stay with us, everyone.
Here we go.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages. To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Nice to have you here today. This portion of the program is sponsored by buyraycon.com/carry. Have you ever noticed that when you ask moms what they want for Mother's Day, many of them answer, a day of peace and quiet? Well, you can't help mom run away from all her responsibilities, but at least you can help her tune them out with a brand new pair of Raycon Everyday Earbuds. The audio quality of these earbuds rivals all the big audio competitors at a price you'll love even more. With 8 hours of playtime and 32 hours of battery life, these are perfect for all-day listening. They also come with 3 customizable sound profiles, noise isolation, and awareness mode, all of which explains the tens of thousands of this product's 5-star reviews. You can get 20% off your order plus free shipping by going to buyraycon, that's B-U-Y, buy-raycon.com/carry, buy-raycon.com/carry, or you find the link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. That's even easier. And now let's check in with on the using the Patriot Mobile Show hotline to connect with Darren Macy, who hails from a family of coal miners, and we reach him in Wales. This guy can put you in a coal mine faster than you can say Welsh rarebit. Darren is the operational manager of the venue that's home to the Welsh Coal Mining Experience. Is this what it sounds like, Darren?
Yeah, that's excellent pronunciation, Rudy. Excellent.
Okay, but what is the Welsh Coal Mining Experience? It sounds like you go into a coal mine.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's spot on. So we're a mining museum. All our guides are former miners themselves. So when you're going to tour underground at our museum, it's a really authentic experience. So every tour is different. Every miner's experience is different. So it gives every visitor a completely new experience every time.
So I presume that this was an old coal mine that is you've repurposed for tourism purposes, correct?
Yeah. The mine itself, my office is there, and I'm the fifth generation of my family to work at that mine. It was in operation from around the second half of the 19th century until 1983, so, you know, 40 years ago.
Okay. And is coal mine still mined in your region in Wales?
No, all the mine is finished, really. Finished around 30 years ago. So the last mine in the Rhondda, it was in Mardy, which is about 4 miles up the valley, which is was closed in 1991.
Okay, so the coal mining is not doing that. Now, this coal mining experience is part of a heritage park museum called the Rhondda Heritage Park Museum. What else is on offer at that in that site?
Yeah, we've got a fantastic experience and on by us, but we've got digital exhibitions which are completely state-of-the-art. They come in a number of different languages, a number of different levels of interpretation as well. So whether you just want an overview or whether you want to dig a little bit deeper, if we excuse the pun, you could do that on site. You've got a really authentic Italian cafe because there's a big, strong Italian influence in our area where most of the cafes are owned by Italian families. So there's that experience. And, really friendly welcome. That's one thing we could always, there's always a welcome in the hillsides in Wales.
Well, you shared with me a fascinating statistic. I had no idea that more than a quarter of the men who signed our Declaration of Independence were of Welsh origin. And there's something near the Rhondda Heritage Park Museum that's called Little America. What is that about?
This is true. In Welsh, the Vach is a word for small in Welsh. So, and I'm probably about 600 yards away from that. There's so many people travel back and forth to the States. There's a big Welsh population in Scranton. I've got friends in Nebraska. I've got friends in Chicago. So right across the States. You'd have the first child. So you look at the census. You'd have the first child will be born in the Rhondda. Two children in Scranton, and then the fourth child back in the Rhondda. So there was lots of people went back and forth from the Rhondda to coal mining areas and beyond in the States. So we're such a small country. We're about the same size as New Jersey then, but everything's quite tightly packed. You know, there's lots going on.
So is Little America an actual tourist site, or is it just a neighborhood that has a lot of Welsh American cross fertilization, so to speak?
Yeah, no, it's just a neighborhood. You know, there was pubs there called the New York, as in New York. There's a Washington building. So there's a big American influence there.
Well, I think that's America getting its revenge on you, because is there a town or village in the entire world that doesn't have a Scottish bar?
This is all an Irish bar. I think the reason lots of Welsh people come back to Wales, our compatriots from Scotland and Ireland tend to settle. So there's a big pull to come back to Wales. There's a Welsh word called hiriaeth, which is in our language, means a longing for home. So Welsh people tend to travel a bit, but we always tend to come back home.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, if you'd like to go down into a real coal mine, a mine that was a working mine, and some of our guests' forefathers apparently worked there, you can find more information at visitwales.com and clicking on attractions and then historic site. Darren Macy is operational manager of the venue that's home to the Welsh coal mining experience. Darren, I really appreciate your chatting with us and love that accent.
My pleasure. I love your accent as well, Rudy. So we love everybody from the States in there. So please come and see us. Come and see us.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
We're living in interesting times, and current circumstances have made it more clear than ever that you just never know when it comes to travel. This is why we encourage you to have coverage from Travel Guard Insurance. We are such strong believers in the importance of travel insurance. It's something we always make sure we have because it's affordable and protects in so many ways. There are some things in life you just shouldn't do without, and traveling with travel insurance, it's one of them. It's not just for canceled flights, folks. Coverage also includes an array of items such as trip cancellation, interruption, and delay coverage, medical expenses and evacuation, translation services, passport or ticket replacement, lost or delayed baggage, flight or hotel rebookings, prescription replacement, roadside assistance, and more. They even offer 24-hour emergency services. And in today's world, look into CFAR or cancel for any reason coverage as well. Whether your upcoming travels will be a solo adventure, family vacation, long or short getaway, international or domestic, get covered from our friends at TravelGuard.com/carry. The website again is TravelGuard.com/carry. You'll also find a direct link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com. Just look under sponsors. As part of the Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations provides a premier travel experience that will surpass your expectations.
With more than 150 resorts across the U.S., Europe, Mexico, Asia, the Caribbean, and elsewhere, they provide spacious, upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities ranging from beautiful pools to state-of-the-art fitness centers.
We like that you can convert membership points into Hilton Honor points and use them for stays at thousands of Hilton hotels worldwide or for car rentals, air travel, and more. Their flexible point-based vacation ownership system enables members all the benefits of owning a vacation home without the responsibilities of traditional homeownership.
They also offer a one-of-a-kind program called HGV Ultimate Access that delivers special events and experiences, from private concerts by top-selling musicians to celebrity chef-hosted dinners, world-class sporting events, and more.
Wherever your travel takes you, you'll always feel at home with Hilton Grand Vacations, because where you stay will feel more like a home than a hotel room. Find more info at HiltonGrandVacations.com, or as always, check out RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors. Do you like to cruise? Want to experience a truly luxurious ocean cruise? Well, let's go, America. Join us this October and November for a 10-day luxury Mediterranean cruise aboard the Seabourn Ovation from Rome to Barcelona.
You'll find all the details at the top of the homepage on our show website under 2024 Seabourn Mediterranean Cruise. And if you book before February 29th, you'll save 25% plus get $1,000 shipboard credit. Your deposit will also be reduced by 15%. And Robert and I are going to send you two pieces of Travel Pro luggage. That's another $800 value.
Seabourn is our favorite ocean cruise line. Their ships ships are intimate with a private yacht-like experience. All suites are oceanfront. Premium spirits and fine wines are complimentary. They offer world-class dining and culinary experiences across multiple restaurants, all complimentary. Wi-Fi is complimentary. Plus, there's an excellent spa, a fun pool, sauna, hot tubs, a casino, and so much more.
Get all the details to save big at rmworldtravel.com and book your travels now to join us as we cruise the Mediterranean together this October 30th through November 9th.
We look forward to having all of you aboard with us. We're even going to broadcast live from the ship, too. So go to rmworldtravel.com now.
Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
And let's go, America. Welcome back to the Isle of Man on this April 20th broadcast. Mary and I are traveling on the big 14-day Let's Go America Tour United Kingdom. We are connecting to you from Deck 6 on Seabourn Square aboard the Seabourn Venture. And we're sponsored by another show partner, Hilton Grand Vacations.
Here's another way to travel and enjoy yourself in locations as unique as you are. As part of the Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences with nearly 170 resorts in places like New York City, Vegas, Mexico, Italy, the UK, Japan, and a lot more. They provide spacious upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities.
So, folks, wherever travel takes you, find more information at HiltonGrandVacations.com or, as always, RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Okay, our first excursion on the cruise this week was a surprise detour to Foy, Cornwall. Cornwall, on the south coast of England. Foy is a popular summer destination for the Brits. You may want to bookmark it for your future travels. Here's our conversation with Sebastian Coulthard, our Seabourn guide for the day.
Sebastian, so here we are. You know, we thought today we would be in Tresco and Isles of Scilly, but Mother Nature didn't cooperate. Instead, we had a wonderful pivot, and we are in Foy, the Cornwall area of England. For folks listening back in the United States, this is the southwestern part of England's charming, quaint town, Foy. You've visited here many times as when you were younger, your grandparents lived in the area. So I want you to describe its appeal for our listeners and why it's so popular with the British.
This is a quintessentially British seaside town in southwest England. It's a gorgeous small river estuary. We're currently on the River Foy, surrounded by the green hills, the rolling countryside, beautiful scenery with architecture of all manner of colour, and we have shops of all varieties. The food is lovely, and essentially this is the place where us Brits enjoy coming for our holidays, our staycations during the summer and the springtime.
And I can certainly see why. Sebastian, it's interesting that although it is a very popular summer destination and has been throughout the years, you mentioned that we're on a river here, which also is really what provides this sort of sheltered harbor where the ships were really protected back in the day. So it does have a strong maritime history. Why don't you just talk about that for a little bit?
Yeah, the maritime history here is very rich. It's in every building. It's in every mooring. Essentially, this is a fortified, safe anchorage that's been in use for over 1,000 years. We can date it as far back as the 7th century. And essentially, the town is built in layers of its maritime history, right up into the Viking era, the Anglo-Saxons, the Norman conquest, right into the Civil War. This port was even used for the gathering of vessels which eventually sailed across the English Channel on D-Day in June 1944.
And you mentioned to us that there still are some boats here that actually date back to the 30s and 40s, correct, that we'll see here on the river that we're looking at.
Yeah, there are a number of sort of privately owned, sort of traditionally built English vessels, so carvel, planked, wooden hulled,
sure,
multicolored, gorgeous little boats. And there's a lot of fishery here as well, and they still use the traditional sort of boat design.
So, you know, you have a very interesting background with the Royal Navy. You were a helicopter engineer, and now you're involved with the Seabourn submarines. Clearly, you love the sea, all right? That's obvious, and I love that we're doing this right here, standing on the water. What do you enjoy most about these expedition cruises and the level of spontaneity that they involve? Because, as we said today, here's a great pivot that we have for Foy instead of Isles of Scilly.
Yeah, essentially, we have a vessel that it doesn't fall into the sort of the mainstream idea of what a cruise ship is. We are an expedition vessel. We're able to adapt very quickly to changes in the weather, to the sea state. We have a lot more variety in the destinations that we can visit. So essentially, we can take our ship to a different location where we will make the most of the experience within our team. The expedition team embarked on the ship, and we have a whole number of local experts and subject matter experts, so we can advise the captain, the expedition leader, in adapting. Hence, we're here at Foy.
And you did say yesterday, when the captain was working on making his decision based on weather, and we were chatting a bit with the other expedition leader as well, Friedrich, that they would have to make the decision to pivot. You said sometimes plan B or C is better than plan A.
Plan B usually works out to be as good as plan A, sometimes better than plan A. A combination of both those things. We want to visit somewhere very special, and we'll work very hard to deliver at for our guests.
Well, this is indeed a very special town, very beautiful harbor. Love the color of all the boats here, and the sun is out and shining now. You cannot beat that. Sebastian, we really enjoyed our guided tour, our hike with you today up to the Kew Memorial, and we appreciate your time today here.
My pleasure. Thank you for visiting England.
All right, well, we are back live with you now. That is going to be how we're going to wrap hour one of the show this week. Folks, these 60 minutes of the program, they have just sped on by. Hour two is going to begin in just a few minutes as we get into Expedition Cruising 101. The Jameson Whiskey Distillery in Dublin is also ahead as we take you there, and a lot more.
That was fun, but just back to Foy for a second. Very interesting town. Highly recommend you go check it out online when you get some time. And right now, though, I can see the expedition leader and several members of the expedition team are already here on set ready to join us when we come back.
They will. We always like to make sure that folks are here for us in advance. So, folks, we're going to leave it there for right now. Week one of the big Let's Go America Tour United Kingdom from Isle of Man with Seabourn is going to continue after these top of the hour messages. Keep those radios locked in or catch us via the live listen button. You know how to do that. It's where we put the archives up of the show and everything else. That's at rmworldtravel.com. And also, don't forget, you can go to those social media platforms, connect with us that way at rmworldtravel.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.